This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to start the day right with you, and that is by taking some time with God together. We take time with God, building our relationship with Him when we open His Word, the Bible, and read it not just out of interest as a book, but as God's message to us, His letter to us, looking for what He wants to say into our personal lives. So let's do that today. We're looking this week at the beautiful Lord Jesus. And Paul really paints a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus in the book of Colossians in the Bible. We're looking at this little passage all this week. Let me read it to you again, starting in verse 13. For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation, for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself might come to have first place in everything. Well, just listen to verse 16 again. It says, for by Him, by Jesus, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by Him and for Him. All things were created for Jesus Christ. But I just want to come down with you today, beyond all things, to one thing. And I want to remind you that you have been created for Jesus Christ. You know, something that has been created and carefully crafted by someone, well, it belongs to that person, the one who crafted it. He can use it in whatever place and whatever way he wants. When other people look at the thing and comment on how beautiful it is, who do they honor? They honor the person who made it. And in the same way, you have been created by Jesus Christ, and you have been created for Jesus Christ. He is your reason for existing. He is the meaning of life. Your life is for Him. Now, you know, that's not a horrible purpose in life. It's not a meaningless existence. No. Jesus doesn't want you to be His slave, but His friend, walking through life in step with Him and working with Him to accomplish His purposes in the lives of the people He's placed you with. That's the purpose of your life. It's not our right or our privilege to walk with Jesus in this way. No, we used to be estranged from God. Our relationship with Him wasn't right. But God reached into our lives and drew us to Himself. And maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus yet in your life, but I can assure you, God is reaching into your life right now and inviting you to live in relationship with Him. He is pursuing your heart, and He suffered unbelievably on the cross to make a way for you to be able to fulfill your purpose in life, to live for Him and with Him. And by putting your trust and saying to God, thank you for what you did for me at the cross, I receive your gift of forgiveness, and I want to live my life in healthy relationship with you. God receives your faith and forgives you and enters into your life in a whole new way. You have been created for Jesus Christ. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.